Welcome to Bible Strong Ministries with your host, C.M. Atkinson. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time for a message of God's love and forgiveness, a message of hope and direction, a message to enable you to live a more abundant, spirit-filled life. Join us now for today's lesson.
Welcome to Bible Strong. I'm glad you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. In the last few days, we've been talking about the inspiration and the authority of the Word of God. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's good for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instructions in righteousness. He told Timothy to study this word, to show yourself approved unto God. The Bible contains the mind of God. It contains the way of salvation. It contains the doom of sinners. It contains the reward of the believers. Its doctrines are true, holy. Its precepts are binding. They're not just suggestions. Its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Study it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice this book to be holy. It contains light to guide you, food to support you, and comfort to bring you joy. It's the traveler's roadmap. It's the Christian's charter. We find in this book, paradise is restored and heaven is open. Jesus Christ is the very object of this book. It is designed for our good. The glory of God is its intent. I would say, read it slowly, read it often, read it prayerfully. Let it fill your memory. Let it rule your heart. Let it guide your life. When I read this Bible, my rule of thumb is this. When the plain sense of Scriptures make common sense, I seek no other sense. Therefore, I take every word at its primary, usual, literal meaning. Unless the facts of other texts studied in the light of related passages and fundamental truths indicate clearly otherwise. God, in revealing His Word, neither intended nor permits the reader to be confused, because the main object of His Word is to reveal Himself to mankind. He doesn't want you to have a confused picture of Him. We have mentioned already in the various ways that He has revealed Himself to mankind. He revealed Himself in nature. The moon, the stars, the sun, the trees, the grass. All of this reveals God to us. He revealed Himself through His mighty miracles. As I said before, He opened up the Red Sea. He caused the walls of Jericho to fall down. God has constantly revealing Himself to mankind. He revealed Himself in speech when He spoke to the prophets. The Bible says that God at sundry times and in various manners spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. God was constantly revealing Himself, but the one most perfect revelation that God ever gave of Himself was the incarnation of Jesus Christ. The other forms were either God telling us about Him or acting influently within history. The incarnation was God coming fully and personally into the life of the human being, making himself accessible to the human perception. John 1:14 tells us, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh. When God revealed himself in Jesus Christ, people could see him, touch him, talk with him, sit down and have a meal with him. People could actually become friends with him. They could buy a house next door and become his neighbor. Think about that for a bit. Living next door to God, would that have changed the way you act around the house? Would it have changed the conversation in your backyard barbecues? That's something to think about. Someone did. And if you had been a construction worker, you may have been fortunate enough to work on the same project with God. Think of that. How would your day go at work if God was working beside you? What would your conversation be like at lunchtime if you knew God was sitting there with you? Oh, that's something to think about. But you know, many people did. He had neighbors. He had co-workers. But they never thought that he was God, because they never thought in a million years that God loved them enough to come down and live with them and work with them. Have you ever wondered what God looked like if you saw him in person? Well, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 tells us about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Have you ever wondered if God was anything like what we read about? We read about body parts, hands and feet and eyes, ears, legs, arms. We read that he could lift up the poor man from the dust and the beggar from the dunghill. Does he have an arm that can do that? Does he have a hand that can reach out and protect us? Does he have eyes that can see? Arms that can comfort? Does he have feet that can walk? We often read about God walking with his people. He told the children of Israel that he walked with them for 40 years in the desert, and they didn't lack anything. Have you ever wondered if he had ears to hear you when you cry? Have you ever wondered if he could really see your struggles, or if he could lift you up out of that mess that you have created? Have you ever wondered if he could actually do these things? Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 said that Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. That's why Jesus could say, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." The Father has hands like I have. The Father has an arm like I have. The Father has feet. He has ears. He has eyes. He can see your problems. He can hear your cries. He can feel your pain. Jesus Christ is God's greatest revelation of himself in all human history.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Father.